I watched my first episode of Family Guy last night as we continue our experiment, our cartoon experiment.
We're concluding it today.
This is it, buddy.
This is it. You have watched the four most significant adult cartoons over the last 20 years, really.
Kiss it.
Unless you want to have a number round five with Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No. Or Robot Chicken.
You don't want Mike to try to get his head around a talking meatball?
No. Meat wad?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
There's enough in this for me to try to get my head around.
All right, so you watched, what'd you start out with? Beavis and Butthead, which
right.
you hated.
He didn't
right.
hate it, but it was.
Yeah, I did. He
yeah,
hated
I did.
It.
You
the
hated
Simpsons,
it?
Which I hated worse.
Hated worse.
South Park.
Last week was South Park, which.
Out of jazz.
You were.
I warmed up to it a little bit.
You were okay on South
yeah,
Park.
It had a little something.
Now.
I see the appeal.
This is. According to most, this is the holy grail of adult cartoons. This is the thing that has gone above and beyond anything that's ever been made in the way of adult cartoons. It is Seth MacFarlane's Family Guy. There is a reason that Seth MacFarlane is probably the highest paid TV exec in the business. I don't think there's anybody else out there that makes more money than him because of his cartoon genius. I know he's the only guy out there with three shows that are all fall under his umbrella.
Tyler Perry may have something to say about that.
What does he have?
Everything that's black.
Yeah, everything on Blullavision he's got.
Okay, may give you Tyler Perry. But Family Guy, for those who don't know, it's my favorite show. Now, I say that because that's a strange term, my favorite TV show, because I obviously love Mad Men and Breaking Bad and Boardwalk Empire and shows like that that we talk about all the time, but those are different. This is my favorite escape show. You know,
mm-hmm.
where I can sit down and watch it, and I could watch the reruns on Cartoon Network 1,000 times, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. We saved this last for a reason, and we chose the episode from season 7. It is simply entitled "The Juice is Loose."
Okay.
And it is the episode where Peter, the father, the patriarch of Family Guy, cashes
Peter Griffin, right?
Yes, Peter Griffin cashes in an old, basically a raffle ticket that he won from 1989 that allows him to play golf with O.J. Simpson. There's a lot more to this episode than just that, but armed with that info, Mike Reiner, the floor is yours.
Now, hey, real quick. Now, we had to explain to Mike that this show also involved a dog who is part of the family that speaks English and a baby that talks, but
yeah.
no one can understand what the baby says.
Except the dog. Yeah.
And there's one other thing you didn't tell me about
His
that
friends?
I found rather alarming. The dog's name is Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dog named Brian.
That's kind of the point.
They couldn't come up with a better name for the dog than Brian.
Brian Brian is Seth MacFarlane. That is Seth. Okay? He kind of gets his point. He's overly intelligent, overly pompous about his intelligence.
Has a horrible drinking problem.
Yeah. Seriously, this is Seth MacFarlane. A drunk. Somebody who loves big band music. Kind of the voice of reason on the show. When it comes to certain things,
mm-hmm.
He is Seth MacFarlane, and that's Seth's little conduit on the show. And
the dog,
the talking dog. And I mean, imagine writing this and trying to pitch it to TV execs and making it work. It's insane. But it does work, I guess.
Was this like his first hit?
One? Yes, first show.
So
okay. Well, everybody had told me that out of these four, this was the one I was going to like the best. And in addition to that, people had told me time and time again through the years that I really should be watching this. That this, when they watched this, they thought of me.
If there was ever a show, cartoon-wise,
yes.
And I've told you this too, that I think that you would appreciate more than anything, it's this.
Yeah. And on the whole, I did not hate this.
You didn't?
No. No, I didn't.
I'm surprised.
I didn't. Why, you were thinking I was going to hate it?
Yeah, because again, it's just so much for one episode. You know, I mean, and you could pick any episode, and there's so much that goes on in these, and there's so much about these characters that you don't know that one episode's not enough. And I can see where if you take it out of context.
Yeah, I mean, you had the pillow fight and everything like that. It just.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes from one non sequitur to the other so fast until it finally lands on the OJ thing.
Right.
So you. And, you know, I was. I have a very linear mind.
Yeah.
I don't like to wander too far off course, although you'd never know that from this show.
Right. Good Lord.
That's what this show's based on.
But what I'm I like to do it, but I don't like to watch it.
Okay,
how about that?
Better.
It's never mind. Anyway, where was I?
Wandering off, I guess.
Yeah, you're wandering off.
Okay.
Being nonlinear.
You're being ironic, Soupy.
Come on, Soupy.
All right, Soupy. But, no, I didn't hate this at all.
Okay.
You
know,
did you like it?
Probably about as much as I did South Park.
Did you like it? Smile.
Did you laugh out loud?
No, I never laughed out loud. I don't think I ever really smiled, but I appreciated the humor. You know, it's crafty like. I mean, I appreciated the craft of humor that was being applied here.
Now, the thing about Family Guy, it is so incredibly controversial, and it gets in trouble all the time for stuff that it does and making social commentary. Yeah, and it's dark. It's incredibly dark. Now, thank you.
Nice work, Soupy.
And it got dark right off the bat. Now, I had to call Mike and tell him, like Danny said, about the talking dog and the talking baby.
Quagmire's horny.
And I also had to tell him that really about 50% of the comedy.
Did Daddy call you and tell him you better call me and warn me about that?
No, no. I was like, oh my God, I got to tell him. But
because he called me back without about 3 minutes after he hung up the phone telling me from telling me what episode to look for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then I had to call him back to remind him that there's something in this show called The Cutaway. In which, if you've never seen the show, they'll be talking about something. Let's just say they're talking about a wedding. And one of the characters will be like, God, I hope it doesn't turn out like that marriage we saw from so-and-so. And then they'll flash back or cut away to what they just mentioned, another wedding. And it'll be a little 10, 15-second clip concerning what they were talking about.
Or a three-and-a-half-minute clip.
Or 3.5 minutes for that
matter.
I
think I've got an example.
You do?
Merle Haggard with I Kissed My Sweetie with My Fist. Coming up next. All right, this one. Let's jump that.
Oh, that was great. Hey, next time let's get Meg to be Boss Hogg and Chris can be Anus.
Enus.
What did I say?
Anus.
Not really a
cutaway. Didn't quite count, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's
it was still funny.
But yeah, they'll cut away and they do this 7, 8, 9, a million times an episode. It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it right off the bat. And it encompassed everything that's really uncomfortable, but yet at the same time genius, because you don't know whether to smile at a lot of this stuff. This is incredibly dark what I'm getting ready to play. Peter, basically, at the beginning of this episode, was commissioned to babysit their infant son. And Lois says, now don't, and you'll hear it in here, don't let what happened last time I left you alone with one of our kids. They immediately cut away
to a cemetery.
They're hovering over the grave of their
of Peter dead, Griffin Jr.
of their dead baby. And listen to the line that is issued here. I can't believe they even write this stuff.
I know.
I'm off to my book club. You'll babysit Stewie?
Only if I can have a popsicle.
Only if you say it right.
Popsicle.
Good. And you better be responsible tonight. I don't want a repeat of the last time I left you alone with one of our children.
It's just so horrible.
I'm sorry, Lois. I thought if I shook him enough, he'd stop crying. I was kind of right.
What?
God.
Oh.
so...
That was awful.
Awful.
I know.
That was kind of right. Awful.
I know, and I always just kind of half smile at that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Always, no matter what.
I just shook my head.
So a few minutes later, now, and they'll get so obtuse on you, and you don't really know if it's supposed to be comedy or what. And one of the reasons that I'm really glad I picked this particular episode, now this is a staple of Family Guy. They've gone to this well a bunch of times, maybe once a season probably, in which something really uncomfortable happens, and Peter will basically say, oh my gosh, the only way to get out of this one is to distract Lois or whatever. And so this is this is the distraction he picks. And I laughed so hard when I found out that this was
in
this episode.
Yes, me too. When you texted me, I was so excited.
They're in a pillow fight right now, and because he's supposed to be babysitting their kid, but he and his friends get into a pillow fight. Lois walks in, gets hit in the face. The wife does.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Lois.
Peter, what is our infant son doing up on the roof?
There's a raccoon up here!
Yikes! Looks like I need a distraction. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
So, not only do they cut to a Conway Twitty video from 1975...
They play the whole damn thing.
3 minutes of Conway Twitty staring at you in the face with his terrible haircut and his awkward microphone and his bad teeth. The whole thing.
That was unbelievable.
You never smiled at all during this?
If I did, I was smiling and seeing Conway Twitty.
Yeah, but it's genius. I mean, it's commitment to the bit.
That's part of it, though. Yes, it is over. It's very Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Where not only were you going to cut away to Conway Twitty, you're going to play the whole song, and you get to the point where you're like,
easy there.
You can't look away because you're wondering when
everybody
they're going to stop.
Anybody else hear that?
Yes, he almost said something.
You're
bad.
Wondering when they're going to stop or if they're going to stop.
It's like when Peter bumped his knee or whatever and hurt his leg and kept going, kept wincing at it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's brilliant. So then, finally, O.J. Simpson comes along. Now, Peter was not aware that O.J. Simpson was up on double murder charges.
Was this in the news?
Yeah, he had no idea. He just didn't watch the news in 1994, I guess. But he gets to play golf with O.J., and his friends, one of his friends is a cop, and his cop friend says, you know what, let's wire you up and get you to make O.J. confess that he did this.
Good idea.
So they're all in a van outside the golf course. Peter's wired up, and within 5 seconds of meeting O.J., he starts getting right to the point, trying to get him to confess, and I thought this was brilliant.
Hi, are you Peter Griffin?
Uh-oh.
That's your name.
You play it.
Nice to meet you. Come on, let's tee off.
Damn it. Will you look at these golf shoes? They're all scuffed up. My wife was supposed to polish them, but clearly she forgot. Man, sometimes I just feel like I could just stab her repeatedly. White women, huh? Jewish waiters, too. I got this Jewish waiter one time. He was awful. Didn't tip him. You ever do anything bad to a Jewish waiter?
What's that, Peter? I'm sorry. I was focusing on my drive.
I mean, it's just...
I'm sorry, Peter.
You didn't laugh at that?
It was funny.
Man, white women.
Man, white women.
And Jewish waiters, too. I mean, it's just so... It's so in your face.
You ever do anything bad to a Jewish waiter?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Peter.
And basically, O.J., this version of O.J. is mm-hmm. so... Man, I just can't run from this trouble, can I? I mean, he convinces basically Peter and the whole town...
That he's innocent
and that, you know, he's just a misunderstood guy and he's just this gentle soul. And the whole town basically comes around on O.J. that not only was he innocent, but, you know, it's wrong for society to jump to conclusions. And finally, you know, they're all hugging him and everything. And there's just this scene at the end of all the townspeople coming to realize that they've done something wrong. And once they finally realize this, O.J. pulls out a knife, stabs two of the townspeople, and cuts one of their heads off and runs away. Did you not laugh at that?
It was funny.
Yes, it was funny.
That was the climax, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I liked it.
And then Peter goes,
it was okay.
Peter goes, huh, I guess he did do it. Well, if you gave this show a chance, now I'm not expecting you to go out and watch anything like this because I know you don't generally like cartoons, but I'm telling you, if you watched four episodes.
I like baseball and cop shows.
I know you do. I know, and you're just so set in your ways. But, you know, you came around, you were convinced there are so many things that you have come around on since we started working together, like sushi. And the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And black women. Black people, for that matter. Homosexuals. You've come so far that...
Homosexuals.
Just try a little bit harder, you know? Just accept this one thing. Watch it a little bit and just see where it goes.
Come on, Mike. I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah,
come on,
you do.
Soupy.
No, I don't. I don't want to watch it anymore. Is the point of this to make me watch one of these every week or make me watch all of them all the time?
No, just to see if you would like anything about it.
Okay, well, I liked a lot about this and South Park.
Real quick, rank them from favorite to least favorite.
All right. I think South Park is on top.
I knew it.
Family Guy second. Beavis and Butthead third, and The Simpsons last.
That's exactly what I predicted before you started this thing.
No, you had Family Guy last.
I didn't have Family Guy last.
Yes, you did.
Last?
Yeah, you did. You thought he'd hate it the most.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, the AP preseason ranking had them last.
Yeah, they did. All right, well, there you go.
Congratulations, Mike.
No, thank you.